Luddites of the world, unite. Throw down your email and your cell phones, pick up that pen and write a letter. At least that's what you should do if you want to contact an extraterrestrial. Or so says Dr. Christopher Rose. He's a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Rutgers University in New Jersey, and he's worked out that it's better to send ET a physical package than a radio message if you want to make interstellar contact. Dr. Rose, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
Thanks for the invitation.
First of all, what started you looking for the best way to contact extraterrestrials?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I fell into it kind of backwards. We do wireless communication, so we worry about cell phones, Wi-Fi, so that's all the computer communications rage. And we were thinking about ways to make it about 1,000 times faster. And what became readily apparent, and this was the funny part, was that you really need a good channel. And what that means, usually, is that you need to be close to the thing that you're sending the information to. So the receiver and transmitter need to be close by. Mm-hmm. So the logical leap was, well, if you're so close, why are you bothering to use wireless in the first place?
Why not just talk?
Right. Yeah, why not just talk or hand it over?
Yeah,
the disc over, hand it, whatever over. Okay. And, you know, we're putting ourselves out of business. You know, we do wireless.
All right.
But that was the basic logical leap. And I decided to look at it a little bit more physically and a little bit more carefully.
Well, what's this got to do with communicating with extraterrestrials?
So the notion was this. Wireless gets worse the farther you move away. So the logical leap there was thinking, if I can hand it over when I'm close by, it'll probably work even better when I'm farther away.
You mean handing it over when you're far away rather than transmitting?
Yes. Literally just tossing it across the way. And I can give you a simple analogy, one that I kind of like. If we're sitting next to each other and we're chatting, it's very easy to talk to each other. If I move you away by a football field 100 meters away, I have to scream a lot louder to get the information to you, for you to hear me. If I move you out to a kilometer away, it's really hard for me to scream loud enough for you to hear. So the farther away you go, anything that gets radiated gets worse, whereas matter doesn't disperse.
Okay. So what did you actually want to compare in your study then?
Well, the thing that we like to compare is how much energy it takes to do any particular communications task. So the comparison we made was how much energy does it take to write something down and literally throw it to the destination as compared to how much electromagnetic energy you have to radiate to get the same message across. And that's the fundamental comparison that we made.
Oh, okay. So you're comparing the message in a bottle to a radio signal.
Exactly.
So what did you find?
Well, it was interesting. I can give you a simple example for astronomical distances. So let's say you want to send something 10,000 light years away. That's about a tenth of a way across the Milky Way. For the example that we used in the paper, the energy difference, the raw energy difference, meaning you're not shielding your message, basically you just pack it into a little pebble and shoot it out to where it's going. The raw energy difference is a 1 with 15 zeros after it. If you took a 5-pound sugar sack and lifted it from a counter to a shelf, let's say that's like the energy that it would take to throw the piece of information from hither to yon, and that's 10,000 light years away. The comparable energy, if you're going to use radiation, is closer to a 2-megaton blast in comparison. So it's huge differences.
Well, wait a minute here, just a second. You're saying that it's going to take a lot more energy to just beam a radio signal. I mean, I work in radio. We beam radio all the time. You're saying it's going to take more energy to that than to put a message on a piece of paper, put that on a rocket, and send the rocket out into space?
Yes, and it is one of those truly amazing things. And the only way that I can try to sneak it into your consciousness. We're not used to these sorts of distances. Radiation disperses really quickly. You go 10 times farther away, the intensity at the receiver is 100 times less. So if you're going 10,000 light years away, even if you scream the message out with a very strong transmitter, it's going to be very weak by the time it reaches its destination. And the strength of the signal is what allows you to actually transfer the information. Weaker signal can't transfer as much information as quickly. And the flip side of that, you said something very perceptive, write it down on a piece of paper. There are issues of how densely you can pack information. So it's only relatively recently, in the past 20 years, that we can really pack information very densely. So you could imagine doing nano sort of stuff. You could imagine even sending disk packs. over long distances, the amount of energy that it takes to radiate relative to the amount of energy that it takes to deliver a package at some speed, that difference is so large that you can afford to send a lot of packages.
So what do you recommend to anyone who wants to send a message to other civilizations that may be out there in the galaxy?
Well, I'd say if you want to do it in a energy-efficient fashion, pack all your information up and send it on a little rock, on a big rock, actually, because it's got to be shielded from all the vagaries of interstellar space, and send it out that way. You may not be expecting a return lob, but if you want to get your information from here to there over astronomical distances, most of the time it's better to pack it inside a package and throw it.
Now, you're saying put it inside a rock, but how are the people on the other end going to know that it's a message and not just a rock? Wouldn't it be better to make it look like something really unusual and say, hey, here's our message?
That's really a big issue. We call it the advertisement problem. So you want your message to be found. As an example, as a thought provoker, is imagine that you stuck this thing in something that was like a comet. Comets are great advertisers. Right, they zip in close to the into the inner solar system. They light up. We look at them in the sky, even if we're non-technological, and go, ooh, what's that? So that's a neat way to talk about advertisement of your message. Comets probably are not a great idea because they're not that persistent. You want your message to persist wherever it happens to be because you don't know whether the listener is listening or even there. It hasn't evolved at that point. So there are other places that you can imagine. You can imagine places like the moon. You could pack it literally, just like you said, into a big rock and slam it into something. So maybe you want to look at impact craters. But all of this is complete speculation, I have to say.
Well, suppose other civilizations have done the same math you did and they're sending stuff out to us. Where should we look?
And that's just turn it completely around. Impact craters, that's one. As we begin to explore our solar system, we might run into these things. I wouldn't expect them to be large because large negates the advantage. The larger something is, the more oomph you have to use to get it where it's going. So you wouldn't expect these messages to be particularly huge. So we need to explore our solar system in one way or another, and we're going to do it.
So should we give up listening for radio signals that they've been doing for the last 30 or so years?
That would be the goofiest thing imaginable. Short messages are probably better sent using radio. So the "hi, we're out there" sort of messages, you want to look for with radio. So you want to keep looking for those. But what I'm suggesting is that maybe we want to really think a little harder, a lot harder, about how to look for matter as well.
So what do you think the chances are that we'll make contact with aliens one day?
No idea. But if you don't look, you'll never find anything. And it would be one of the most momentous discoveries that we've ever made as a civilization. So you got to devote some effort to it.
Dr. Rose, thank you very much for your time.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Christopher Rose is a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Rutgers University in New Jersey.